This is Ruben.
Yeah, hi, Ruben. This is Lena.
So you're causing confusion.
I'm causing confusion. Okay.
Yes. Don't take it as me beating you up. Let me explain why.
Okay.
So your email, you can't talk about pre-funding and funding and vendor approvals in the same sentence. It's different stuff. So you said you spoke to Don, and he said to you, Don is under the impression that Phil Morgan can't be pre-approved as a vendor. Didn't you tell him he's already approved?
No, because I don't have this information yet. When I spoke to Aziz this morning, he told me, get me the phone number. Without phone number, they cannot approve.
Lena, we just spoke to Marlon. We just spoke on the phone, right? Didn't Aziz say that Phil Morgan's approved as a vendor? We just had to get the phone number to get him approved for pre-funding?
That's not what he told me.
Isn't that
because
just the conversation?
He doesn't know yet. He doesn't know yet, Ruben.
No, Lena, we
he
just have
the phone number for that.
For pre-funding or to get approved?
To get approved.
All right, I'm going to walk over because we just had a different conversation. Unless I'm going crazy, which there's a strong possibility. I'm going to lose you because I'm on wireless. So,
okay.
Actually, I'm going to call Aziz over, actually. That's an easier thing.
Because this morning, the old Aziz
wanted I can't keep doing this on all your deals, though. You guys have to have a better understanding of your deals. You just have to. I can't keep doing it.
No, I can deal with it. No problem. You,
Aziz, please come over.
I can deal with it. It's just, this Phil Morgan, from what I understand, just a bum guy who is doing it for them.
Correct.
John told me he doesn't have even money on his account, this and that. So he told me that he needs to do the receipt or something.
What?
I don't know. They themselves don't know what they're doing.
All right, well, don't use words like me with like something. I don't understand what that means. I'm just here to help you get paid. That's
okay,
my only job.
I told him that if they paid him, I need the proof of payment. If they didn't pay him, Phil Morgan, I need to approve him as a vendor for prepayment. He understands that.
Okay.
But they cannot give me the phone number. I don't understand why. It's like a secret phone number.
Why don't we have their phone number on their invoice?
Because there is no phone number on the invoice.
You don't have his phone number?
No, that's the problem today.
Hey.
I'm trying to get the phone number since this morning, early morning.
But you're sending over invoices without phone numbers. You don't think that's a problem? And addresses on them?
Ruben, I didn't send it. I didn't send invoice. They couldn't even send it to me. Lev went, picked it up, gave it to Aziz.
Hey,
I've never
Aziz, have you? So you spoke to Buddy. Have you spoken to Don?
Yes, I spoke to both of them.
Aziz, is Phil Morgan approved as a vendor?
Not yet.
Are they no, we just had a completely different conversation. Are they approved for, that was for pre-funding, but you said they were approved as a vendor, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so no, those, now we just said two different things. Is Phil Morgan approved as a normal vendor at Marlin?
Yes, yes.
Okay, yes, that's it. The phone number is to get approved for pre-funding, correct?
Yeah.
So if we don't need to pre-fund him, is he approved as a supplier?
I would ask him.
You don't know that answer?
I don't know the answer. I mean, I want to say yes, I'm not fully sure.
Go check. I thought the whole phone number was to get approved for pre-funding. Is it now to get approved as a vendor?
Yeah, I'll ask him to double check to make sure if she's 100% clear on that.
Okay, go check.
Yeah.
It's to see if he's approved. All right, now we're back to square one.
Yeah.
I left a message for Don. Bye.
Bye.
It's driving. Bye.